Hey everyone, Hernan Cortez here, coming to you from the Wilberforce building at Storrs, Connecticut. I'm glad you can join me today to hear the latest financial aid topics. As you already know, the Fall 22 fee bill was due on August 1st. If you still have a balance on your fee bill and need to consider loan options, please visit our website, financialaid.ucon.edu. Select the Apply for Aid tab and scroll down to Financing Options. Here you will see what loan options you and your family have, plus information about scholarships and the UConn's payment plan. It is still not too late to pursue these options. A few things to remember when pursuing federal loans. First-time student borrowers need to complete both the entrance counseling and the master promissory note to have their federal subsidized and unsubsidized loans deferred to their fee bill. You can complete these two items by visiting studentaid.gov. Only parents can apply for the Federal Parent Plus loan, unfortunately not the student. We are still accepting verification documents from students, and the PDFs can be sent to us via our secure file upload. Just visit our website and scroll down to the Submit Documents tab and follow the instructions. Your financial aid will still be an estimate until we receive all the documents and verify the information on your FAFSA. So get them to us as soon as possible. Here is some important information about federal work study. You should have accepted it by August 1st. If you did, you need to secure a federal work study position by September 16th. On-campus employers will have an additional week to process their hires in their core Connecticut payroll system. Students who do not have an active federal work-study payroll authorization by September 26 will have their awards canceled. Students may begin earning their federal work-study on August 26. Fall work-study ends on December 15. Any unused amount from the fall will roll over to the spring semester, which will be available to start earning on December 16th. A common question we get is whether students can earn their federal work study during winter break. They absolutely can. However, they should keep track of the remaining balance if they wish to have enough work study to work through the end of the spring semester. Spring federal work study ends on May 4th, 2023. Now, the last topic I'm going to talk about is full-time enrollment and day 10. Students, don't forget to finalize your enrollment by the 10th day of classes. Day 10 is an important date because it is the last day to add or drop classes for the semester. Undergraduate students' enrollment is locked on this day at 10 p.m. If students do not complete their enrollment and are not registered as full-time, at least 12 credits, in the system, their financial aid will be impacted. They can lose their grants and scholarships, and if they have or receive federal Pell Grant, it will be reduced to the number of enrolled credits. This fall's semester's day 10 is September 12th. Students who get their aid reduced will have a chance to appeal by September 27th. However, we strongly encourage students to avoid having to appeal, as we can only approve appeals for students who had an extenuating circumstance, like, for example, university error. Students that are approved for a reduced course load by the Center of Students with Disabilities will be eligible for their university grants and or scholarships, but their federal aid will be based on the federal regulations. For more information about enrollment requirements, you can visit our webpage, financialaid.ucon.edu/enrollment. Well, this ends our August podcast. The next time you hear from me, you will already be attending some of your fall classes. We wish you the best start to your fall semester. And remember, we're only a phone call away. Our phone number is 860-486-2819. Or you can email us or visit us at the Storrs campus anytime from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Enjoy your fall semester.